Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on election reforms. Participating in the discussion, Sanjay Jaiswal of BJP said, the opposition is raising the issue of Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls to distract people from its heavy losses in the recently concluded Bihar elections. Union Minister and JDU leader Rajiv Ranjan Lalan Singh said, the Election Commission is undertaking the SIR and it is doing the right thing. He said the whole world has seen that elections in India are conducted in an impartial manner. Earlier initiating the discussion, Manish Tiwari of Congress said, the Election Commission should table the reasons for carrying out Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral roll. He said, SIR is ongoing in many states in the country, but the Election Commission has no legal justification to hold SIR. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav said, the reforms are possible only if the Election Commission is unbiased. Several other members, including Kalyan Banerjee of Trinamool Congress, Shiva Sena UBT MP Anil Desai, NCP SCP leader Supriya Sule, and RJD MP Abhay Kumar Sinha, also took part in the debate. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the national song Vande Mataram became a symbol of patriotism, sacrifice and national consciousness, which paved the way for the freedom movement. Mr. Shah said this while initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today.
Vande Mataram ke prati samarpan ki zarurat.
The need for dedication towards Vande Mataram existed when the national song was created. It existed during the freedom struggle, it exists today, and it will remain even in 2047 when a developed India is built. Because this immortal composition awakens feelings of devotion, duty, and dedication towards Mother India.
Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said Congress made Vande Mataram the slogan during the freedom struggle. He said when Mahatma Gandhi started the non-cooperation movement in 1921, lakhs of freedom fighters went to jail chanting Vande Mataram. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has instructed its senior officials to visit airports to verify the airline operations and passenger-oriented services amid the ongoing crisis in domestic carrier Indigo. The ministry said in a social media post that during the visit, if any shortcomings identified, including feedback received from passengers, they are to be addressed and rectified immediately. This instruction was given during a high-level review meeting chaired by Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu in New Delhi for a comprehensive assessment of the ongoing situation. Meanwhile, the Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its flight schedule by 5% across sectors in the light of the recent widespread flight disruptions and cancellations. The aviation body has also asked the airline to submit a revised schedule tomorrow by 5 p.m. India today released 38 Bangladeshi fishermen and Bangladesh released 47 Indian fishermen along with their vessels and repatriated them to their respective countries. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said, the mutual exchange has been facilitated, keeping in mind the humanitarian and livelihood concerns of fishing communities on both sides. India and Brunei today reaffirmed their shared commitment to maintaining peace, stability and a rules-based order in the Indo-Pacific region. During the inaugural meeting of the Joint Working Group, or JWG, on defense cooperation in New Delhi, both sides welcomed the growing momentum in their defense partnership and agreed to implement a structured roadmap for cooperation under the JWG mechanism. Chief of the Naval Staff CNS Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has embarked on a four-day visit to Brazil. During the visit, the Navy Chief will hold discussions with Defense Minister of Brazil, José Mocinho. In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty closed 0.5% lower today. The Sensex plunged 436 points to close at 84,666, while the Nifty slipped 121 points to settle at 25,840. And that is the end of this news bulletin.